This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So here is the thing about the global oil market. We use on a daily basis basically all the crude oil that we can pull out of this planet. Literally. We produce just about 100 million barrels a day. We use just about 100 million barrels a day. So the announcement this morning that OPEC Plus is cutting its production quotas by 2 million BPD is a big deal, and not to be minimized for its economic and geopolitical, and in this country in particular, just plain old political effects. One thing to know, though, amid all the swirling headlines out there that you have surely seen, is that OPEC announcing a 2 million barrel a day quota cut isn't really 2 million barrels a day coming out of production. The cartel has been undershooting those quotas all year, probably going to be more like 900,000, give or take, barrels a day less oil coming out to market. That said, and in a way, the theme of the program today is that we forget we live in a global economy at our peril. I'm talking global trade specifically today with this observation. You might remember I went down to the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles a week or so ago to check on container ship traffic. A year ago when I was down there, 66 ships were basically in a holding pattern, all stacked up, waiting to come in and unload. This time, 8, which is one piece of very welcome good news about supply chains given the last couple of years. But the news about another key component of how stuff gets to us, right, that is the supply chain, well, it's less good. This week, the Logistics Managers Index, which tracks prices throughout supply chains, showed that warehousing costs are staying stubbornly high. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what's going on there.
There's a reason you may already be seeing inflatable snowmen and Santa Clauses on display in stores right now.
You can only fit so much into a warehouse.
That's Weston Labar at the freight broker Cargomatic. He says a lot of retailers had to bring in holiday goods early. Some still have leftover inventory. As a result, warehouse rents are running hot. Jason Tolliver with the real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield says last quarter,
warehouse asking rates across the country surged 22% year over year. That is the fastest rate of growth ever on record.
Tolliver says rising construction costs are making it difficult to build new warehouses. And that's if you can even find a place to put one.
In many cases, particularly if you're in Southern California or, you know, proximate to the ports in New York or New Jersey, there just simply is no land available to construct a new warehouse or, you know, logistics facilities.
With warehouses full, there's not a lot of stuff for transportation companies to move.
They think that we're heading into recession because what should be peak season never happened.
Zach Rogers at Colorado State University, who puts together the Logistics Managers Index, says with less demand for any mode of shipping, transportation prices have plummeted.
If you look at the price of a container going from China to the West Coast of the United States, right now it's in the $3,000 to $4,000 range per container. This time last year, it was over $20,000.
Rogers says those costs will likely rise as retailers work through their inventory and start importing more stuff. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.